Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chico Escarraga. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. Law moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Escarraga covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor has Kemp trapped. There's the throw to Wathan and back to Pryor, who tags Kemp for the out. Fisk moves to third. Squires moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Squires moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Squires scores. Law moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. White reaches second base with a double. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law throws the ball into Law, who tags Way then trying to catch an extra base, for the out. White scores. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Way then and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Otis steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Akins moves to second. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wathan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wathan moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wathan scores. Pryor moves to third. It's 4-3, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pryor tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive to right field. Baines throws towards third. Rodriguez fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rodriguez. Wilson moves to third. McRae moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis is walked intentionally. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Law. Wilson scores. McRae moves to third. Otis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-3, Royals. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law throws to second for one, and Bernazard throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McRae scores. Otis scores. Martin moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. Law moves to second. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Vance Law now playing third base. Bill Almon now playing shortstop. Jim Siwi now pitching. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wathen is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-3, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law, who is chasing the ball. Akins reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Akins scores. It's 12-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Onyx Concepcion pinch runs for Frank White. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Martin scores. Two outs. It's 13-3, Royals. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siwi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hammond now playing right field. Cesar Geronimo now playing center field. Jerry Martin now playing left field. Onyx Concepcion now playing as Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 13-4, Royals. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Barnes now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. LeMay pinch hits for Hal McRae. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur pinch runs for Rudy Law. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. LaFleur moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-4 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Two outs. It's 13-5, Royals. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.